Good morning and shalom. I want to praise God once again, for He is good, His mercies endures forever. We have come a long way, and we've been looking at chapter 9 of the book of John, considering Jesus as the light of the world, and knowing that when we are connected to the light, we also become the light of the world. There is a big cost for being the light of the world. It will be good for us to realize that the moment we become the light of the world, there will be types of weeds that will try to quench, to stop the burning of the light. And this morning, we want to consider this kind of cost. It's very costly. In John 9, 24 to 34, we are looking at a man who knew Jesus in different dimensions. He's continued to grow, and the beginning time he was blind. So he didn't know Jesus at all. Then from there, Jesus performed a miracle. He didn't ask for a miracle. By grace, Jesus reached out and made him whole. And so when he saw, he started experiencing Jesus in about four or five dimensions. We saw that he started giving a testimony and says the man they call Jesus. You see, testimony of another, the testimony probably of what he had heard from the parents because he was blind. You see, the man they call Jesus, not the man I know, the man they call Jesus. Then as he continued, he to be asked, he says, I'm the one who was blind, now I see. So he knew Jesus, the healer. He knew Jesus. He knew the healing of Jesus, actually. Not Jesus, the healing. Then from there, he started being questioned. The more they questioned him, he just said, no, he's not just a healer. This man could be just a prophet. It's a prophet. And probably we knew him as that. And next session, we'll be looking at the very highest level of knowing Jesus, which is knowing Jesus as the Lord. We'll see that in the next session. But here, because of knowing this, the Pharisees called him for the second time. And for the second time, as you say, so for the second time, they called in the man who had been blind and told him, God should get the glory for this because we know this man is a sinner. See how these people are looking for reason not to believe. We had done that yesterday, that unbelief is looking for reasons not to believe. This man said, I don't know whether he is a sinner. The man replied, because I know this, I was blind and now I see. He knew the healing. He did not even know the healer. He knew the healing. But what did he do? They asked, how did he heal you? Look, the man exclaimed, I told you once, didn't you listen? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Then they cursed him and said, you are his disciples, but we are disciples of Moses. We know God spoke to Moses, but we don't know even no, we don't even know how this man, where from this man came. Why, that's very strange, the man replied. He healed my eyes, and yet you don't know where he came from. We know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but he is ready to heal those who worship him. Now, what you're looking for here is that in finally, you are born total blind. Now, the spirit speaking to him, I've jammed a few verses. They answered, Are you trying to teach us? And they threw him out of the synagogue. Now, it's very costly to follow Jesus. It's very costly to maintain faith. The cost of defending faith and truth is costly. From the scriptures, we see four dimensions that you can pay this cost. You can pay this cost in four dimensions because of following Jesus. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 6 and verses 22, Jesus said, "Blessed are you," when men, he gave them, "hate you," and when men expels you, and when men insult you, and when these men reject you or reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. You see, once you continue to stick into this, I want you to consider that the Pharisees and the unbelief spirit of the Pharisees will try to take you down. And number one, according to Jesus now, the model of Jesus, they will try and they will hate you. They hate you. Look at the hatred that they're having. Look at the words that they are using. We don't know where this man came from. This man we call Jesus is a sinner. Just give God glory. Which God are they talking about? And we can only come to God through Jesus. And so they talked evil. Now, when you are paying the cost of Jesus, it's not you they are actually insulting. It's not you that they are persecuting. They are persecuting Jesus in you. The world has always persecuted Jesus. Whether in the scripture, you can take the Bible and burn the Bible very angry. They're persecuting. They're trying to persecute Jesus in the scriptures. Sometimes they persecute Jesus in a cathedral. Come and burn the cathedral. Why are they burning the cathedral? They're trying to make Jesus feel bad. So it's not you who is paying the cost. It's true. You will go through it. But I want you to be encouraged. It is Jesus whom they persecute. It is Jesus whom they take through this pain. The pain we go through because of having Jesus goes through the pain personally. Let me remind you, when Saul of Tarsus, who later became Paul, was persecuting the church in Acts 9, Jesus met Saul on his way to Damascus. And personally, Jesus confronted Saul and asked, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" You know, he didn't say, "Why do you persecute my bride? Why do you persecute my wife? Why do you persecute the church? Why do you persecute those people who believe in me?" He didn't talk about that. He talked about, "Why do you persecute me?" And I say this, persecuting believers, persecuting these men who had continued to grow in faith and courageous faith, was actually persecuting Jesus personally. And so, you start by hate. To hate is just to feel bad. It is within you. You are boiling and you feel like, if I get him, I can do this. And people have done all manner of evils. The time they are tearing believers is actually they want to make Jesus pain. They want to pain Jesus. But I tell you this, Jesus is full of truth and grace. Some people have done that. Like Paul, when he was persecuting Stephen, he thought it was over. And he didn't know it was not over until Jesus, it is over. In fact, the persecuting of Stephen, that's what Jesus changed. He started changing this man from that time. So the first one is hate. The second one is the one that we call you exclude. The second level of cost of persecuting or paying the cost is to exclude. You're being excluded. You are being removed. Like now, what we discover here, this man was actually deflocked. That was the second level. The second level which is they talk about, they say you cannot enjoy the benefits of the cathedral again. Some people say you cannot enjoy the benefits of a tribe, the benefits of a community. They remove you. They say you cannot use our water because of your faith in this Jesus. You cannot marry here. You cannot be buried here. They try to exclude you and to excommunicate you now and actually remove you from that. They make sure that you don't get the resources. But number three is where they now insult you. Insult is where they use wrong language. It's the miscommunication. This is where they can even say that they found you doing this and the other. This is where they talk ill. They talk bad so that you can feel that you are wrong. This is where actually they also deny you to get opportunity to hear about Jesus Christ. And finally, is to reject your name. You see, rejecting your name means that you are thrown out of that tribe. You are excommunicated not only from the cathedral, but even from the community. You are removed. And finally, is where they can kill you. And so I want to trust God that when we go through this, Jesus is together with his children. He's together with you. The cost that we pay is Jesus who helps us to pay. May God help us so that we can be able to come out strong in Jesus' name. Lord God, we ask that help us to go through the pain as we defend the faith and the truth. Give us the grace, Lord, that Stephen went through, that Stephen would be able to stand and even bless them, to bless those who are persecuting him. Lord, above all, we pray that you may change the persecutor as you did for Saul. And above all, God, we will keep on seeing how, Lord, you will go for those who are persecuted. In the name of Jesus, pray. Amen.